This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is due to plead guilty this week to violating U.S. espionage law in a deal that will end his imprisonment in Britain and allow him to return home to Australia, ending a long legal odyssey. The 52-year-old Assange has agreed to plead guilty to a single criminal count of conspiring to obtain and disclose classified U.S. national defense documents, according to filings in the U.S. District Court for the Northern Mariana Islands. Assange is due to be sentenced to 62 months of time, already served at a hearing on Wednesday. He's expected to return home after that hearing. 3 days of mourning began in Russia on Monday after the death toll rose to at least 20 from a series of brazen attacks on churches and synagogues in the mainly Muslim region of Dagestan. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Attackers with automatic weapons burst into an Orthodox church and a synagogue in the ancient city of Derbent on Sunday evening. They set fire to an icon at the church and killed 66-year-old Orthodox priest Nikolai Kotelnikov. In the Caspian city of Makhachkala, around 75 miles north, attackers shot at a traffic police post and attacked a church. Gun battles erupted around the Assumption Cathedral in Makhachkala, with heavy automatic gunfire ringing out late into the night. At least five of the attackers were killed, and Russia's investigative committee said the majority of those dead were policemen.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Kenyan President William Ruto on Monday sent off the first 400 group of police officers for the United Nations peace mission in Haiti.
This mission is one of the most urgent, important, and historic in the history of global solidarity.
This